For KBIA News, I'm Colin Hope. The University of Missouri is considering changes to its employee policy for reporting suspected sexual violence amid a flurry of attention to the issue prompted by its former school swimmer's suicide. The parents of former Mizzou swimmer Sasha Manu Khoury say their daughter killed herself after an alleged off-campus rape by as many as three football players in February 2010. An outside law firm is reviewing the university's response. The Columbia Missourian reports the university has no reporting requirement and offers no training for faculty or staff on how to handle the reporting of possible violations of Title IX. Title IX is a federal anti-discrimination law covering sexual harassment or violence. The Federal Education Department recommended such a requirement nearly 3 years ago. An attorney representing an Oklahoma business challenging a federal contraception coverage mandate is now starting a nonprofit group in Missouri. University of Missouri law professor Joshua Hawley is part of the legal team representing Hobby Lobby in its case before the U.S. Supreme Court. The case argues against a rule that some organizations must provide health insurance that includes birth control. Hawley said today that his group, the Missouri Liberty Project, will focus on raising awareness for religious liberty and constitutional rights issues. He does not anticipate donating money to individual candidates. The High Court is scheduled to hear oral arguments on Hobby Lobby's case next week. Hobby Lobby sued to overturn the mandate on grounds that it violates the religious beliefs of its founder. Columbia City Council held a third public hearing Wednesday to discuss three contested student housing development proposals. Two proposals were approved and a third was tabled. The council voted unanimously to approve a proposal by Collegiate Housing Partners for a 351-resident development on the south side of Conley Avenue between 4th and 5th Street. The council voted 4-3 to approve Opus Development Company's plan for a 256-resident building on the north side of Locust Street between 7th and 8th Street. Both developers hope to be finished in time for the 2015 fall semester. Council members said the city could not reasonably deny developers due to how far along the process is at this point. Mayor Bob McDavid said developers have been meeting the city's demands for 2 years, claiming the city was obligated to approve the permit. The proposal for a 718-resident complex proposed by American Campus Communities on the corner of Providence and Turner was tabled until the second week in May. Governor Jay Nixon signed into law a measure that will lower the cost of oral chemotherapy for Missourians. Under the law, which goes into effect in January, cancer patients with medical insurance cannot be charged more than $75 for a 30-day supply of oral chemotherapy medications. Representative John Deal Jr. says this is a way of making more effective cancer treatment available to more people.
First, it allows more targeted treatment. Two, it allows patients to often, receive treatment in their own home.
Previous attempts to pass this legislation failed over concerns about insurance premium increases. Residents of MU's Terra Apartments won't be able to use their back decks for about a week pending inspection. MU has decided to close off the decks at the apartments to allow a structural engineering firm to take a closer look at them. The university wanted to inspect all buildings on campus after the fatal walkway collapse at University Village Apartments on February 22nd. MU spokesperson Christian Basie says the firm wants more time for its investigation.
When they inspected Terra Apartments, they took a look at the back decks as part of that inspection. And since that time, they've come back to us saying that they'd like to take a little closer look at those decks.
Basie says this is still just a precautionary measure. He says they will decide if they need to make any changes once the engineering firm makes its full report. For KBIA News, I'm Colin Hope.